So rainfall is significantly low, and in fact, as you may have, you know, experienced, and your listeners as well, we really haven't had much rain in the last few months. And this started around mid-August time. You know, conditions started to really deteriorate, and certainly in the last 2 months, we've had extremely low, and in some areas, unprecedented low or no rainfall for prolonged periods of time. So this really causes a ripple effect in our system. So we see extremely low stream flows. In some cases, some of our streams have completely dried up. We can see sort of the sediment and the bottom of rivers and streams. That also means that it's impacting the habitat that rely on, and the fish that rely on having water in a stream. Many of our streams have started to become little puddles or ponds. And, you know, because of lack of flow, fish are not able to move up and down freely. So that's on the habitat side. We're also starting to see sort of decreasing levels of water under the ground. So our groundwater is really important here in Massachusetts because many residents have private wells, and many communities that have public water supply systems get water from groundwater wells. So as those levels start to decrease, it impacts both those sources of water.